in her cozy Los Angeles office in an ancient building on Hollywood Boulevard. "I can't believe it," she said aloud. "I should have flown out yesterday." Reagan looked out the window. It was a typically sunny day in Los Angeles. Her suitcase was packed for New York. Recently engaged, Reagan was a 31-year-old private investigator based in Los Angeles. Her honey, Jack, no relation, Riley, was the head of the major case squad in New York City. They were to wed in May, and she had been planning to fly out for the weekend to see Jack and her parents, Luke and Nora, who lived in Summit, New Jersey. Reagan had been looking forward to a cozy weekend with Jack. It was the second week in January, and she hadn't seen him for 10 days. And what's more romantic than being together during a snowstorm? She felt lonely and frustrated by the sight of the shining sun. "I don't want to be here," she thought. "I want to be in New York." The phone rang. "Reagan Riley," she answered without much enthusiasm. "Aloha, Reagan. It's your maid of honor calling from Hawaii." Reagan smiled and immediately felt better just hearing her best friend's voice. Kit Callan and Reagan had met in college on a junior year abroad program in England. Kit lived in Hartford and sold insurance. Her other job was to hunt for Mr. Wright. So far, she was having better luck peddling her policies. Reagan knew that Kit had gone to Hawaii for an insurance convention. "Aloha, Kit. How's your trip going?" "I'm stuck here. My travel agent says you can't get anywhere near the East Coast." "Tell me about it. I was supposed to go to New York today to see Jack, and my mother and I were going to meet with the wedding planner." "Promise me you'll go easy on me with the bridesmaids' dresses."
"I was actually thinking of plaid pantsuits," Reagan quipped.
"I've got an idea. Come out here to Waikiki and we'll pick up some grass skirts."
"What?" Reagan said.
"This is a perfect opportunity for us to have a fun girls' weekend before your wedding. What else are you going to do for the next few days? Watch the weather reports? I have a room on the second floor with two big beds and a balcony overlooking the ocean. You can almost dip your toes into the sand from here. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting on the balcony right now waiting for room service to deliver my breakfast."
Reagan looked around the office that had been her home away from home for several years. The antique desk she'd found at a flea market, the black and white tiled floor, the coffee pot in its place of honor atop a filing cabinet were all so familiar. But now, they didn't feel welcoming.
"Where are you staying?"
"The Waikiki Waters Playground and Resort."
"That's a mouthful."
"You should see this place. There are restaurants, shops, two spas, five pools, and there's a gala charity ball this Saturday night."
Kit paused.
"What's going on down there?"
she said softly, more to herself than Reagan.
"What are you talking about?" Reagan asked.
Kit didn't seem to hear her.
"I don't believe it," she said with alarm.
Reagan's grip tightened on the phone.
"Kit, what's going on? People are suddenly running down to the water's edge. I think a body just washed ashore." "Oh my God, Kit."
"Reagan, you're not going to let me stay here by myself, are you?" Kit inquired meekly.
"This place could be dangerous."
"I'll call the airlines."
Nora Reagan Riley looked up at the snow falling on the skylight of her third-floor tower office at home in New Jersey. Normally, a little snow would contribute to the cozy setting where she wrote her mystery novels. But the blizzard was causing havoc in her life and everyone else's in the tri-state area.
"Reagan, I'm so sorry you won't be in New York this weekend."
"Me too, Mom."
Reagan was in the bedroom of her Hollywood Hills apartment, packing a suitcase with summer clothes.
"Your father has a big funeral scheduled for tomorrow. I don't know how it can possibly happen. They say the roads will be treacherous."
"Somehow the weather